League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. It's Tuesday, the 10th of March. We're recording this on a Tuesday when it's supposed to be out on a fucking Tuesday. But you know what? I do what I want around here, and that's the day. I'm not wearing glasses today because I've had enough. I've had enough of them. You know, initially I'm like, oh, my eyes are tired looking at screens. And then you get the glasses and you go, oh, this is relief momentarily. And then they get stinking. And then you're like, can I see better with them or without them? What's going on here? I need to get some fucking contact lenses. Which in typical Geddes fashion, I have ordered and they've lay in the shop for about a month now. And they're like, here, just to let you know, your things are available to pick up. And I'm like, yeah, we'll fucking see. We'll see how I feel. And I'll maybe come in and get them done. Once again, we are recording from the office at home because, as I've said numerous weeks before this, things get in the way. And, you know, I get too keen for things. And I think I'm going to get things done quickly. And I don't. So I got a text from Mickey there. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday to Mickey. Shame he's not here to plug all of his shows on my podcast, which he normally does. Chancer. So it's his birthday. But yeah, I thought, once again, thought the office was going to be done. We're getting there this Wednesday, which would be tomorrow. I'm going up. There's floor tiles delay. Shout out to Paddy McDonald. He came up and made a little recording booth for me. So that's going to be very handy. And I'm just still figuring out the aesthetics. How do I want it to look? I think we're going to go with a Matrix theme. You know, people have come to... They've come to know this sort of white brick background. I think if you look across the board, a lot of people's podcasts, the done thing is you pick the black drapes and then you pick yourself out with a light and you get your signage done and then that's your podcast, which is the way to do it. It's tried and tested. It's been done a million times. That's how you do shows. That's how you do live shows. That's how you do comedy clubs. But I always have that thing in my mind, like The Simpsons, you know, when you're flicking through. Is that not the reason why they were yellow? Like you're flicking through and then you go, oh, that's The Simpsons. You would know, your brain would tell you. I want mine to be like, oh, you're going through all the black backgrounds. Black background, there's Rogan. It's got a purple drape. Boom, got all this shit. And then you go to mine and it looks like, you know, the bit in The Matrix. And he's like, this is a simulation. And, you know, they're just in a white vacuum. That's what I want mine to look like. And the rest of the office is like black and green. And I've ordered a clock that looks like it's from The Matrix. And I'm going to try and go for a bit of a Matrix theme, I think. You know, so next time you watch this pug, I've ordered a sign that's a white. Basically, if you're familiar with the white General Banter water bottle, that's the vibe I'm going for. Pure white with a fucking red logo. And is it like if Supreme had a fucking, had a podcast studio, that's the vibes we're going for. So if you're flicking through 12 podcasts, you go, black background, black background, black background, black background. There's General Banter, the OG General Banter podcast with the fucking white background. It's going to be absolutely squirtsville. I might have to put down some fucking lining because people are going to be squirting. Squirtsville. So yeah, I've got to put some floor in and get some floor in the motherfucker. What else am I going to do? Paint my box. That's what she said. Get my sign up. And then, you know, everything's good to go. I'll bring all the shit down and then we'll do a big office warming party, and we're off to the fucking races. What have I got to promote this week? Nothing much. I'm doing Pug Uglies this Thursday, for which I need to write many a new joke, because it's that time of year. We're recorded at the SSE, and I fucked it out, and we're starting again, you know, and I've got 45 minutes on the coronavirus. So there you have it. Which we'll get to in a second. We're doing a live podcast on the 3rd of April. That'll be announced this Friday, and then it should be on sale Monday or Tuesday. get on that quickly. It'll be me featuring Aaron McCann and maybe some sort of guest, but there'll be original videos. We'll be talking mad shit. It should be good because we haven't done a podcast. Now that he has his own podcast, he's just fucked off and ditched me. The bastard. Now, and he's got to fuck off and ditch his own podcast, so, you know, that's the type of him. No, we're going to do a live podcast, and that'll be good crack. There's going to be four of those throughout the year, ending in a big one at the end, you know what I mean? And when you see that, when that drops, my God, are you going to be wrenching the nips off yourself? Out the way, like Mariah Carey. So that's coming out. And then Lavery's, of course, what are the dates on March? Is it 4th and 20th or something like that? That's going to be lethal. Where does that work out? Let me see. 4th and 18th, in fact. I can't do maths. I forget who we've got. Anyway, it's going to be good cracks. Stay tuned for that shit. First and third Wednesday of the month. The lineup's always good. It's just the way it is. Come down. Get your seat, get in early, and enjoy yourselves, guys. You know what I mean? We'll play this intro here. I've had two coffees, and I've actually gone blind in one eye, so we'll see how it goes, man. We'll just see how it goes.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about here, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Fuck you. Yes! So there you have it. There's the long intro. We're back. We're back, baby. Now, first of all, here's the thing. People listen to this podcast. You know, granted, it's been a rough time for me recently, okay? It's been a rough time. Free time itself has been an issue, okay? You know, struggle to get the podcast out, but I still turn up. I missed 1 week. I do apologize. In the midst of things, I do apologize. Hopefully we missed that 1 week. So eventually you can have a ton of podcasts. You know, it's a small sacrifice. But, you know, people always have something to say. And, you know, you try and put stuff out and you think you're doing your best. Some people are like, man, I love that podcast. And you go, really? You know, because... I feel like I maybe wasn't at my best. You know, maybe I didn't have a lot to say. And then I get, you know, maybe you try really hard, try and get a podcast out. It takes a lot of mental energy to talk for an hour or so by yourself, especially because you can't have guests because of the coronavirus. You can't invite people down, you know. And then sometimes you put up a podcast and you think it's funny and then people are like, listen. I listen to the podcast and... If you could maybe not play that fart that goes into third gear, because it's really not that funny, and it makes me feel kind of sick. And someone's like, someone thought that they should give me that constructive criticism. Now the thing is, when you're a comedian, there's something in your brain that has a disdain for authority. And that trickles right down to basic day-to-day advice. Bad at taking advice. And when you tell me not to play the fart, all I want to do is play the fart. I've been waiting all week, thinking about it, going, I can't wait to tell everyone about this motherfucker who thought that he could give me advice. After about 8 years of podcasting, this motherfucker is like, I think we've had enough of that. Back to chatting about other shit. And let me tell you something, bro. Suck my dick. All right? Bite the meaty shaft. Take the meat bat to the face. Don't play the fart. What are you, fucking humorous bastard? How's that not funny? I hope you hear that and you just fucking rip the headphones out of your ear and just never listen again. I'll sacrifice a listener just to be able to play that, you know what I mean? you, bro, with your advice. I would have easily not played it, but now we're on a fart buffet. Oh, that was a guy farting at the gym. That wasn't even real, man. No, it's we're on a fart buffet today. What other fart clips have we got for this dude? Loud fart at work. Okay, that's gross. Now, I was trying to be funny there, but now I've kind of sickened myself, so whatever. But don't give me advice. Don't be out here going, I know what the people want. Fuck you. The people want fucking third gear farts. And that's it. That's all people want. They're giving me advice. How dare you? Anyway, let's crack on with the stuff that's been... Coronavirus is spreading like fucking... It's actually not spreading. It was spreading a bit. This is an official government website thing, which looks a lot like your tax return, which gives me the fucking heebie-jeebies even looking at the font. Coronavirus, COVID-19. COVID-19, sounds like a porn site. Hey, welcome back to COVID-19. Check out these porn videos. Are you tired of wanking in your area? Hey, lonely bastard. Are you wanking in your area? Are you tired of wanking? There's certain words when Americans say them. Don't, you know what I mean? They don't sound fucking normal. Hey man, let's get a pint. What? Yeah, dude, let's get a pint. How about this? Let's get a fucking... Fuck your pint. You get some beers when you're with an American. Let's get some beers, man. You know, have three beers and fucking throw up and shoot up a school. Because they can't handle booze or guns. Let's get a pint, man. No. What's up, mate? Hey, mate. You know, I've seen people on podcasts speak to like an English person. They're like, hey, mate, what's up, mate? What's up, mate? Yes, hello, you're from England. Dude, shite. What a load of shite. It wouldn't matter who came up to you. Like, who's the hottest American girl you can even think of in your brain? Hey, let me give you a wank. Wrong one. Hey, let's go for a pint and a pint and a wank. Anyway, the coronavirus, let me get back to it. They've put up this official saying, COVID-19, such a porn website, like. Are you tired of wanking? We know where you live due to fucking geolocations or whatever the fuck it's called. Are you wanking in Craigavon? Coronavirus, COVID-19 is a new strain of coronavirus. First identified in Wuhan City, China. Public Health England, maybe I do need the glasses actually. Public Health England, they're stinking, is working to contact anyone who has been in close contact with people who have coronavirus. Read the latest information about the situation in the UK, along with guidance for what to do. Okay, that wasn't even worth reading. But let me tell you something. The more I read about it, the more I don't give a fuck. Let me go to Facebook here. Mickey shared something earlier. Yeah, the more I read about it, the more I couldn't give a shit. You know, we live in the country. We're just going to fucking chill out here. Maybe I'm not going to go skiing in Italy. How many cunts are going skiing in Italy? That blows my mind. There's brand new case of people. Is it still going ahead on the 18th? People giving me shit, man. It's like, oh, there's so many people coming back from Italy. You're like, I didn't even know you could fucking ski in Italy. Italy extends coronavirus. Everybody's fucking... who would do anything for a few likes? This is officially going past the joke. That's funny, mate. Right, where's Mickey here? Hold on a second. Yeah, it just seems like they'd be like, oh yeah, we found a case in Portadown. The guy was skiing in Italy. Who the fuck goes skiing in it? I thought you went skiing in, like, France or something. Not that they're much different. Where is the thing he shared, for fuck's sake? So this guy is supposed to be a doctor or something. Here we go. I'm a doctor and an infectious disease specialist. That's what Mickey calls his dick. I've been at this for more than 20 years. Seeing sick patients on a daily basis, I have worked in inner city hospitals and the poorest slums of Africa. HIV, AIDS, hepatitis, TB, SARS, measles, shingles, whooping cough, diphtheria. There is little I haven't been exposed to in my profession, and with notable exception of SARS, very little has left me feeling vulnerable, overwhelmed, and downright fucking scared. I'm not scared of COVID-19. That's all I need to hear. This motherfucker's like, bro, you ever had SARS? Shove your fucking coronavirus up your hip. I'm concerned about the implications of a novel infectious agent that has spread the world over and continues to find new footholds in different soil. I am rightly concerned for the welfare of those who are elderly and in frail health, disenfranchised, who stand to suffer mostly and disproportionately. I can't read. At the hands of this new scourge. But I am not scared of COVID-19. What I am scared of is the loss of reason. So people are losing their shit. I'm scared of the N95 masks that are stolen from hospitals and urgent care. Basically, this goes on and on and on. And he's like, listen. I'm scared that travel restrictions will become so far-reaching that weddings will be cancelled, graduations missed, and family reunions will be... You see, this is the thing. Basically, this goes on and on and on. And he's basically just saying, you know, clean your hands, don't fear, no fear. What does it say? Facts, not fear. Clean hands, open hearts, our children will thank us for it. Now, wash your hands, get your flu shot, respect, patience, not panic. Now, the thing is, all the precautions that you need to take now with coronavirus, we were like already taking, because you have a new baby and there's loads of people like this, immunocompromised or whatever the fucking word is. There's loads of people who constantly need to watch who they're around, where they're going, you know, what are their hands clean and shit like that. There's loads of people need to live like that. Us especially, I've been very aware of it recently. You have a baby. Of course you're like, okay, the baby doesn't have a flu shot yet. Maybe we don't take him to a fucking crowded restaurant or something. And don't take one to a crowded restaurant anyway. Are you mental? You know, then Maureen got the old lymphoma, so her fucking... her immune system is taking a bit of a hammering, even though she's pretty much a fucking medical marvel. Like, every time they check her blood, they're like, well, normally people take, you know, a bag of, like, a blood transfusion now, but you seem to be, you know, your blood levels are fine, so fucking away on home. Which is unbelievable, because she's young and fit, and they keep telling her, you're young and fit, and now she's walking around going, Colin, I told you I'm young and fit. Maybe you should try and get fit too, you fat shit. But yeah, her immune system slightly compromised. Anyone getting fucking chemo, people with like respiratory issues, cystic fibrosis, you know, there's a load of things, or if you're very young, or if you're old, or if you're whatever, where you're like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't be doing the gross shit that most people do. Maybe you should be washing your hands, you know? Would it hurt when you see those fucking... when you see those fucking spray guys in Wuhan walking around, maybe it wouldn't hurt to do that in a fucking train station every once in a while. You know, get the old weed killer and fill it with hand sanitizer and just squirt it all around the doors. Why the fuck not? You should be like, you know, if you're on a hospital ward, that's kind of how people should maybe be acting normally. Maybe wash your hands all the fucking time. You know, maybe if you go for lunch, maybe you're like, right, I'm just going to wash my hands before I eat. You know, I'm going to wash my fucking hands after I eat. You know, we shook hands, we've met a load of people. Sometimes I get aware of it and I, you know, I'm fine. But like, say we do a live podcast or something where we like, I meet a lot of people. And it's not like going like, oh, you guys are stinking. But, you know, sometimes when you just meet so many people and you shake so many hands, you're like, well, maybe I should probably take a bit better care. You know what I mean? But yeah, there are a few people who maybe are sick and stuff, who are like, listen, I have to get on like this all the time and you motherfuckers are acting like it's a new thing to have to fucking wash your goddamn hand. Look at that watch, man. You see, I'm not even paying attention to what I'm saying. I'm half looking at watches here. If there's anything I love, it is a budget watch. See, you can get me a fancy Swiss fucking watch or whatever, and then you can just get me like one that's £120 made by Timex or Casio that I know is indestructible, and I'm fucking happy enough. And do you know what? I was talking a bit of sense there, and then, you know, you just start talking about watches and people are just like, bro. You know. So yeah, maybe just stop being such dirty cunts and wash your hands, you fucking pieces of shit. And by the way, speaking of health, something needs to change around here. I've never experienced, like, very obviously, you know, the effects of inactivity. Because for the last fucking week or something, because Maureen's been in hospital and I've had the baby, and then I've had to fucking ditch the baby to the grandparents and then go sit with Maureen. Like, so obvious the effects of inactivity. And maybe some people are like this, where they just fucking, they kind of feel like this all the time, and they go, oh, this is how I feel, man. I go to work, I sit in the bus, I come home, I watch TV, eat two frozen pizzas, and hey, I'm 35 now, and that's just the way my hips feel. But see, for the last week, I've been fucking... And I know people are like, oh, there's no fucking excuses. Sometimes there are. Sometimes when you're absolutely not the most important person, your fucking health, like your health and well-being does take a bit of a hit. You're kind of just like, eh, well, you know what I mean? Like, I'll just fucking eat this and then I'll go up here. Was it going to work out? No, I don't really have time. I'll just fucking, you know, hand the baby off and go up to the hospital here, where I then sit for another 5 hours in an uncomfortable seat in ridiculous warmth, and then drive home. You know what I mean? I've got fucking repetitive strain in my foot from just driving. And then you get home and then you take the baby, and everything with the baby is small and bent over and cramped, and you're feeding him and it's like too small. And then he goes to bed and then you're knackered, and then you go to sleep and then you just, the whole thing repeats itself and you're like, I haven't done anything. And then I got a couple of opportunities in the last like week to work out. One of them, I did a workout and I was like, I could feel my body going, oh my God. You know, like you've got a hangover and you drink water and you're just going, dang, 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 and your body doesn't even fucking, it's like involuntary. You're not even drinking anymore. Your body's taking over and it's just like, it's pouring down your chest. And you're like, quickly get it in my body. My body was doing that with a workout. Come out to the garage, cleared all the space, rode out a fucking, like a little circuit. It was basically like a bunch of like four kind of like superset type things, you know, kettlebells. And my, like, it was, you know what I mean? Your body's loosening up and it's heating up and it's fucking firing. And you're like, this is great. And then I looked up how to do different fucking, you know, exercises after, shout out to Tim from Dirt Civil, gave me a complex about, you know, how small my hamstrings and glutes were. So I've been trying to do some glute hamstring type things, you know, jumping from side to side like I'm skiing. Probably wearing the wrong shoes, absolutely fucked my foot up. And I was like, Jesus, I feel sore. Like, almost like the bones in my top of my foot were kind of like hurt because I went over on the side of it a wee bit. And I was like, that's all right. No, and then, you know, Maureen's dad is running fucking 60K for his 60th. He might not run all of it. He might walk some of it. He might break it up, but he's traveling 60 kilometers on foot. And there is a donation page. I shall post that somewhere. You know, it's like, and the, yeah, so like I did that workout and then I was like, right, I'm going to start going for a few runs. And then I took off on a run and I ran about, I don't know, I basically was like, again, pushed for time. I was like, I have about 20 minutes to run here. And I ran about 3.5K or something. And then I got back in the car, no warm down, no warm up, straight home, showered, changed, on my bike. Not literally, just fucking went about my day. And then over the course of the last 3 days, I was like, I would wake up and go, fuck, my foot's a bit sore. You know, try and roll it out on a ball. And then the pain would go away throughout the day. And they're like, oh, it's a bit sore at night again now. Next morning, oh, it's a bit more sore. And then it went to, you know, the rest of the day. And then I woke up this morning. I was like, oh, did someone creep in the middle of the night and reverse a caravan over my foot? What the fuck is going on? And I know what you're thinking. You know, Captain Gout has returned. Wrong. This is exercise induced. You see, the problem is, I'm basically going, oh, yeah, let me jump in and do all this shit that, you know, like a regular weight person would do. And then my feet are like, bro, you're about 20 stone. And the foot is killing me. So now I'm completely fucking immobile for the next while. And the diet's been shit. I need to sort something out. You know what I mean? Need to sort something out. Once Maureen gets this fucking treatment out of the way and there's nothing looming, you know, I can basically just go, listen, you're at home now, you're healthy, you look after this child dawn till dusk, and I'm away. You know? Because daddy needs, you know, to do his wee stretches. He needs to do some light working out, moving around, you know, maybe try and get back into jiu-jitsu since I've talked about it for so long. You know, do a bit more running, go for a tasty lunch, do some work, and they'll come back in at 7 and go, oh, what have yous been up to? Kiss the baby, it goes to sleep, and that's it. And that's what most dads do, so I'm just going to do that. But yeah, man, you got to force yourself to fucking just move. Go on to Wildfoot on Instagram, Stevie Bell's thing there. You know, it's all holistic and movement and everything. And he basically is like, listen, there's no, and it's absolutely what I've been doing wrong. He's like, fuck doing all these big workouts and trying to be a mad bastard. If you're not getting like light movement and, you know, plenty of walking and good sleep and good diet and all, he's like, what's the point? And that's exactly what I've been doing. I've been going, listen, man, I'm going to go out here and just pound this fucking kettlebell workout, having not stood up in 3 days. Rip the spine out of myself. Blah-de-blah, blah, you know the crack. So it has suffered, I must say. So yeah, any tips are welcome. I watched that Tyson Fury documentary. Fucking unbelievable. After him beating the shit out of Deontay Wilder! And then every time they spoke to his dad or him, you're like, who am I listening to right now?
I'm Tyson Fury. It's Tyson Fury's dad.
The bit when because he wasn't allowed out of the country.
He's gypsy.
He's not allowed out of the country, so he would like ring Tyson whenever he just won the match. And it shows you Tyson Fury on the phone in the changing room and he's talking to him live. And he's like, you're the best man. Hold on, let me see if I can get it. Tyson Fury. Dad. Let me see if I can get that ITV clip. The fucking size of Tyson Fury beside Joe Rogan there. Fuck me. Like. Let me see. Instagram. This is good listening, isn't it, guys? Oh my God, look at that. Arma Khan's on tour as well. Fuck me, who isn't? Hold on a second here. Hold on a fucking second. What am I looking at? Oh yeah. I have an email here that I need to reply to, and it's a guy who was requesting with the booker who booked Brendan Schaub's tour, and it was requesting if I could open for him at the Ulster Hall. Now, if anyone would like to see that, who's going to see Brendan Schaub, hit him up on the Twitter. I'll fire the email through and someone maybe go, who is this cunt? And I'll go out and torch that motherfucker. This is amazing. Come on, play, you slut.
You're the best fighting man I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
I was too strong for him, Dad. I was 40.
Now, don't be a wank knob.
I'm dead here, Danny.
What a masterclass.
Everyone was thinking, what's he doing on this highway?
Typical. I get out here, I press play, and it's fucked. Instagram, who do you think you are? 4K YouTube?
You're the best fighting man I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
I was too strong for him, Dad. I was 40 pounds heavier than him.
What a masterclass.
Everyone was thinking, what's he doing at this high weight? 272 pounds. I was 19 stone 40, like, solid.
Look on the telly.
It was the best I've ever seen in my life. You couldn't write it. You've done it. You and you've equaled Muhammad Ali's achievements, but let me tell you, son, it was some performance. I'm still shaking. Listen, take your care. Love you, son. Well done. Take the best of care. God bless you. Thank you.
Isn't that heartwarming as fuck? You know, big, big achievement. And his dad's like, I'm proud of you, son. Fucking well done, best fighting man ever did see in my whole fucking life, bastard. You know, great stuff. Great, heartwarming stuff. you know, that's a big achievement for him. Big achievement for me was maybe doing stand-up for a long time, booking the SSE, you know, 7,000 people come out over two nights, you know, to see my stand-up, and my dad was there, and then he was like, after, you know, everyone's like, man, well done, and my dad goes, we're going to go to a hotel here, get a few drinks, see ya. And that's why we're doing stand-up, and we're mentally damaged. So there we go. What am I looking for here? There's been a Billy Connolly. Oh, sorry, that's what I meant to talk about. Billy Connolly announced that he quit stand-up, which is fine when you basically are stand-up. You know? He's just like, yeah, you need a good brain to do stand-up. And I thought to myself, you should look around, because I don't think it's that fucking necessary when you see some of these cunts out here. I should probably be doing paid support now here at Lavery's. Listen. Why? Stand-up is more like, you know, it's not like, if you equate it to like martial arts, it's not like, stand-up isn't like, oh, like a fucking karate or something. You go, I went to the leisure center, I did my punchy kicks. A guy went, you did the correct punchy kicks in the air. You're a fucking blue belt now, or whatever order karate belts go in. That's not the way stand-up goes. Stand-up's a lot more like jiu-jitsu, where everybody kind of has to think at the one time. And know rightly, because it's very obvious when it comes to live action. Yeah, we all agree he's a blue belt now. Okay? Now, what a lot of fucking stand-up people do is they go, I've been to as many training sessions as this guy. I'm a blue belt as well. And you go, no, you're not. There is a thing to be taken into consideration, and that thing is ability. Believe it or not, in this world of equality and all that shit, there is a thing called ability. And some people better at it than others.
I'm finished with stand-up. It was lovely. And it was lovely being good at it. It was the first thing I was ever good at.
So we won't see you back on stage, will we?
No. No, no, it's my... The Parkinson has made my brain work differently. And you need a good brain for comedy.
And that brain made him one of the world's greatest observational comedians.
What we'll say tonight is, women could easily keep secrets if they wanted to, but they don't seem to want to.
I don't think you should let Parkinson's define you. I get upset because you certain things go wrong with you. Your brain goes adrift and it affects your body. And so you walk differently. You walk like a drunk man sometimes. And you're frightened you'll be judged on it.
We've recently heard that Ozzy Osbourne has been diagnosed.
Ozzy? I thought he had it ages ago.
That's what I said. They just went like, Ozzy Osbourne's been diagnosed with fucking Parkinson's. You're like, when? When he was 20? Lunatic.
Ozzy's. Oh, no! One of the world's great people.
Have you spoken to him
about... I haven't spoken to him about the Parkinson's. But that's another thing I don't do, is come in as Mr. Parkinson's.
But he's still very happy to speak out on other matters.
More people should listen to comedians, and fewer people should listen to politicians. Anybody who listens to Boris needs professional help.
Because?
Because he's a big, silly toff. And it's, Britain's been listening to big silly toffs for years. It's time they listen to themselves and go on with it.
And I swear to God, if I met Billy Connolly, I'd kiss him on the fucking lips. The thing is, so who was it? Was it Susie fucking Calman? Is that her name? Scottish comedian. And she was like, everybody, whether they fucking consciously know it or not, has fucking borrowed their style a bit from Billy Connolly. And it's so true. Like, if you've ever watched him and then done stand-up, something has leaked through. Whether it's like, I mean, he was even talking here, like, you know, Parkinson's has affected my brain and you need a really good brain for stand-up and you need fucking, you need to be saying things and things need to be coming behind it. Like all these, you know, points and everything need to be following up behind it. And you're like, let me tell you something, Billy, that's just you. Do you know what I mean? When you're like absolutely fucking elite compared to everybody else, you can't even, you're describing that, and people are like, what do you mean ideas coming from behind? I just put it on a page and then I remember it and then I say it out loud. Not the way he, even that fucking, if he starts on one thing, like, he was talking about, like, he would just have a couple of notes and he would try and follow them and then it would end up bleeding into one story under the next and it just branched out and branched out and branched out until 45 minutes later he'd go, oh, what was I talking about? Oh, why? And then come back, which he probably actually did for real because he's so comfortable and people are there to see him. He's one of the few people you could sit and listen to for fucking 2.5 hours, whereas everyone else, you're like, all right, I need a piss, wrap this up. But he could go off on one and fucking it would just go off in tangents all over the place and then eventually be like, oh, what was I saying? And whip it back. People fake that now. I've done it where you go, oh yeah, that bit fits in the middle of here and kind of nowhere else, and I'll go from here to here and I'll talk shit, and then I'll go, oh yeah, let me do the second half of this joke, and then you come back again, which is full Billy Connolly. Like, I mean, there's literally Billy Connolly and Richard Pryor, and I think the two of them are kind of like running parallel to nearly, like, I know there's people before them and you could fucking talk about Lenny Bruce in America and all that shit, but I think, like, nobody fucking affected everybody's style more than those two people. So, like, every fucking comedian in America was just, like, you know, some form of Richard Pryor. Especially the black comedians, and especially fucking like Eddie Murphy, where people are like, he was the fucking genius, and you're like, is he, or did he just kind of almost copy exactly what Richard Pryor did, and then go out at 21 and do the same thing? Amazing performer, but still, Billy Connolly's the same. People just see that, and they're like, you know, trying to incorporate all the things he did, but he was brilliant at everything, like the storytelling, you know. The jokes, the observations, the physicality, the fucking, just his persona. You could listen, like, you could read you the fucking phone book, as they say. But, yeah, pretty amazing stuff.
27 surpassing
all... I mean, you see it happen every once in a while. There'll be a comedian where people are like, ah, I'm going to copy this guy. Apparently it happened in New York with, like, Dave Attell, who just has a very fucking, just unbelievable style. People just copied that. I seen it happen a bit with, like, Louis C.K., where Louis C.K. makes comedy look so easy, because there's no obvious, you know, there's no, like, da-da-da-da-da, punchline, da-da-da-da-da, poof. And people would just go up and go, oh, he's just talking, and they would just go up and talk, and then be like, oh, why did my talking not work? I feel silly now. Anyway, Billy Connolly quit stand-up, but it's okay, because you are stand-up. You know, when you pretty much... what do you call him? Mickey Flanagan was like, I loved him so much, it took everything in my power not to just go up and put on a fucking Scottish accent and do his exact set. And you're like, fuck me. Let me see. Oh, what the fuck? It was International Women's Day as well. Shout out to all the fucking women. Yeah! Get your fucking tits out! International Women's Day. Some guy in Belfast, like, stood in front of this march. Which is like... There's some acts of rebellion where you're like, man, what a savage. And then there's other ones where you're like, what the fuck are you doing, you retard? What was he doing? Like, he was just like, I'm going to stand here and smoke a fucking bang in the middle of here. You know, and all the girls are going to walk up and fucking try and get around me. And I'm just going to be like, you just texting. What are you doing, man? What are you fucking doing? If it was like, you know, the DUP marching up the road, and you're like, I'm going to stand here for the crack. Maybe that's funny. But it just, you're just like, you're such a cock, man. Such a fucking cock. International Women's Day. And the coronavirus and the fucking place is falling apart. The coronavirus is another virus. You know, they were saying, like, every time there's an election, people are made aware of some fucking thing that's killing everybody. You know, depending on what year it was. Ebola, SARS, HIV, da 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 da, all this shit. just to make sure there's no one out of the house when it comes to voting time. Crazy. International Women's Day. And everyone's like, when's International Men's Day? And the answer is all year round. And it can be International Women's Day all year round if you'd stop acting oppressed. I'm a big believer in just get on with the way you want to get on. And no one's going to stop you, really. Do you know? If you put parameters in your mind, there will be parameters. This is hard for me because I'm a girl. It will be hard for you because you're a girl. I can't do this because I'm a fella. Then, what was that fuck? Who said that? Fucking Eckhart Tolle? One of them fucking self-help cunts? It was like whether, or no, it wasn't even, it was like fucking Henry Ford or something. Whether you believe you can or you can't, you're right. Now, if you're in fucking Pakistan and they're chopping your hands off because you looked at a male, International Women's Day. Having said that, we're all kicking off, and literally in Yemen, there's children who don't have any food and are fucking dying because of a war, and you're like, what's going on in the world? I mean, it's funny how when you have your own baby, the level of compassion that you have just immediately goes up. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was watching, just because you have to care for like a defenseless thing, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, there's so much fucking bullshit in the world. You know what I mean? I literally watched something and they were like, oh, you got to stop seal clubbing. People are clubbing seals somewhere, and there was just someone had hit this seal in the head and it was just lying there like bubbling out its nose, blood. And it was only a wee baby one. And you're like, oh my God, who the fuck can... Like it literally would have made me turn fucking vegan just watching that one video. And people weren't even killing them to fucking eat them. They were just killing them so they didn't eat fish. And I was literally looking at that going, I've almost reevaluated my whole view on fucking eating meat from watching that one video, and no one's even eating these motherfuckers, you know? And then I'm watching fucking TV last night, and they're all about coronavirus, and then as a side note, they were like, oh, blah, blah, we're going to check in a Yemen here, and someone's holding this fucking baby that was like a bag of bones, and you're like, oh my fucking God, like, we felt bad the other night because we mistimed the baby's bottles, and he'd fallen asleep too early. Normally he gets 5 bottles in a day, and he'd fallen asleep before the last one, and he slept all night, and we were like, oh my God, we're terrible parents because we didn't force feed him that last bottle. Meanwhile, the cunt is putting on 0.5 stone every day and is 6'4" this week. You pick him up and you're like, bro, should I be lifting you when your feet are still on the ground? Stand up the fuck, would you? You know, put him in the wee rocky chair and you're like, mate, your feet are on the floor now. He's not, sometimes you see those babies and you're like, you know, like the fucking traveler baby, and he's like, well, that's a big boy. He's like, yes, well, he eats fucking everything. And he's got a Rolex on his arm. And she can't even hold the baby because he weighs like fucking 8 stone. Not like that. He's just a guy. You know what I mean? Old fucking Eddie Beans. With his Italian name. He's just sitting there. And he's like, what's happening? I'm 6'4". You know, crossing his leg. He put his hand on his knee like he's just waiting and shit. Like, what's happening? Any bitches around here? What's crack, man? Unbelievable. But yeah, I watched that fucking Yemen thing last night, and it was just like, I think out loud, I actually involuntarily just went, ah, fuck, oh no. Look at this shit, I can't watch that. It's funny because there's such an immediate, like, oh, come on. There's such an immediate, like, call for help. It's like, you know what I mean? You like walk down the street and you maybe see a homeless person and you go, fuck's sake, there's a real homeless problem that needs taken care of around here. Such and such needs to get in touch with the local fucking MLA, whatever. And you're like, yeah, but that's right there. That's still a person. Just right there. And there's a vibe of that, especially when they do all these comic relief things throughout the years. And all, here we are in Sudan where this baby is. And you're like, yeah, but you're just right there. You know? I know it doesn't solve the big picture, but you're like, do you know what I mean? If you could just help someone who's right there. You know what I mean? I mean, for fuck's sake.
This child looks like this because of malnutrition or because of any other illness.
Malnutrition complicated by chest infection. malnutrition people have weak immunity.
Right.
So they are susceptible for many other diseases, many other infections. They are getting sick easily.
The war has caused short...
Jesus Christ. It's mad. It's mad the fucking... It's mad how, like, problems and stress and fucking everything is so relative. I've had a lot of messages recently from people saying that they were going through shitty times and in the podcast maybe give them a bit of comic relief or whatever. Which I said every time, we're just sitting here talking shit. But then people are like, oh, you know, I was able to fucking listen to this and get a bit of a laugh. And you're like, we're not consciously doing that over here, trying to do that. But if it helps, it helps. But it's so fucking... The whole perspective thing is mad, like, isn't it? Do you know, like, we've had a rough time recently, and it has felt rough, and I'm fucking exhausted, and I've never looked more like shit in my life. You know? And, but then you hear someone else's story, and you're like, well, we're fine, really. You know, and all these fucking problems you make up, and like, oh, I'm this, and I'm that. No, like, people definitely need, like, I know people, meditation is like a fucking thing, but like you need one of those books where you just have to reevaluate every day. And people talk about gratitude and all that shit. Sometimes you really do just need to watch a seal getting clubbed in the head for you to realize that your life is fine. Look at that fucking baby, man. Well, that's fucking put a dampener in the whole thing. People are over here fucking, it's International Women's Day. Stand in front. Look at this. Vietnam's War, Agent Orange Legacy. No thanks. Baby's face looks like a Picasso. No. Not gonna fucking click into that at all. International Women's Day. And by the way, see any dude out there who's like, bloody bland women and fucking... men shouldn't even give a fuck about that. Because they're too busy just being a regular fucking dude. Taking care of their fucking wives and sisters and mas and everything. I feel like anyone that's way too over the top about, like, man, we're all the same and there's no such thing as fucking gender and bloody blah and, you know, equality and fucking blah. There is equality. Just fucking wise up. All those dudes that get on like that have, might do, and have definitely sexually assaulted someone. Anytime someone's so over the top woke, it's like the new religious. It's like, oh, you shouldn't. It's like Bill Cosby all over again. Oh, you shouldn't be out here swearing. And you're like, fuck up, you rapey bastard. Oh, I'm from the church. Oh, blah, blah. No, you shouldn't curse. Tell me all your, confess all your sins to me. And you're like, how many fucking altar boys are up your skirt, you weird cunt? Same with wokeness. So many fucking wankbags are going to be hiding behind wokeness and these, like, extreme ends of fucking whatever activism they're involved in. You know, there's sort of, like, hardcore fucking lesbian feminists, and they're like, if you're pregnant with a baby boy, you should have an abortion. What the fuck are you talking about, you mad bitch? People are out of their fucking minds. Same with this wokeness thing. I'm a male feminist. You know what I mean? In parentheses, future rapist. Every fucking time. Oh, there's like a fucking anti-abortion, you know, fucking rally somewhere. All women, one dude. What? How fucking friend zone rapey getting puss are you fucking attempting here? No, I really think, I'm an ally in this situation and da-da-da. And listen, I've actually got a wee bit of medical experience. So if you've got any, you know, sort of gynae issues, I can have a look. Because I'm not going to be getting puss by any regular fucking means. I'm going to have to fucking creep in the side door. Fuck off, bro. Unbelievable. Dead on mafia, guys. Just be dead on. Just be a sign cunt. I watched the video with it. Now we'll have to change that up. I'm gonna go to fucking jail around here. Some of the shit I've said, you know, what I've said this before, that saying where people are like, you've already said the thing that's gonna ruin you. Any second of any podcast from any week from the last 8 years. See you later, career. I watched that. Joe Rogan shared this thing. Everybody shared it. I forget where it was, but somewhere they were smuggling. They were smuggling cocaine in the middle of an avocado. So, let me just see if I can get it here. Where's this video? Yeah. So in the middle, I just coughed right down the mic for you guys, because I love you. So you got tray upon tray of avocado. This is the thing. Avocados, pound for pound, might be more expensive than coke. Do you know what I mean? This guy cutting out the fucking middle of... How the fuck did they do this? He's cutting out the middle of the avocado. And there's a big ball of fucking coke in the middle of it. And they wipe it on a... They get the little swipes. The wipes. And they smear it on and it goes blue. And that signifies that it's coke. Bro, pick a cheaper vehicle than that.
Okay, we saw he's smuggling the cocaine inside the avocado. And pound for pound, the avocado is...
I mean... That, there's a tray of fucking avocados there. There's about 30 avocados. Bro, that's £700. At least. He's got one tray of avocados there. And it's like, you could walk that in somewhere and be like, listen, this is a down payment on a house. What have you got? 40 avocados. I mean, it's like, it doesn't make sense. It's like, oh, what's this guy? Why is this guy traveling with gold bullion? You know, and they saw it in half and they're like, oh, he's got E's in the middle of it. You're like, mate, put it in something cheaper. That doesn't make sense. Oh, this guy's got 4 kilos of heroin. Where? In the seats. Inside the leather on the seats of a McLaren. Does it need to be that? Just put it up your hole. Don't put it inside an avocado. What a fucking... What the price of fucking avocados these days? Do you ever go into fucking... any Mexican establishment? I don't want to shit on anyone's name, but it's like... can I get this? And I'll take the rice. And I'll take the beans. And I'll take the fucking... the fucking peppers and the onions or whatever. And they go... alright, that's fucking $6.50. And you go, can I get the guacamole on it? And they go... that's £495. And these fucking... do you know what? You can tell they're Mexican, because I've been to Mexico, and, like, you go to the buffet, and there's a tray of avocados. Like, they must grow, like, fucking nettles around there, because you're like, mate, see if I made that amount of guacamole at home. It would cost me £18,000 to make that tray of avocado. And they're like, it's okay over here, we just pick it. We just reach out the fucking bathroom windows and pick it and mush it up, and it's guacamole. And I'm like, see if you were in Belfast right now. You couldn't fucking, you know what I mean? Like, you would need an armed escort to get that to the fucking shop. Do you know, you go in, you're like, I'd like to buy 20 avocados. And they're like, I'm afraid, sir, we don't have a security on today to allow you to walk out of it's like a bookie. We don't carry that sort of avocados here, mate. We only really keep about 6 avocados. Someone's holding them up. Give me all your fucking avocados. Give me 20 avocados. And the guy's like, who the fuck has 20 avocados in the shop? What do you think it is? Fucking... what do you think it is? A mint right here? I'll get fucking 6 avocados, mate. There's... let me tell you something. I mean, it's like the bit in Austin Powers. He's like, $1 trillion for... you know? And it hasn't been invented yet. That's the... someone's like, can I get 20 avocados? He's like... what fucking climate can handle the growth of 20 avocados? What do you think we are? Some sort of utopia? Fuck's sake. Meanwhile, in Mexico, it's like, they don't give a fuck about it. Do you know what I mean? They're like, oh my goodness, I stand in dog shit. I need something to wipe it off. And they pick up an avocado and they just wipe dog shit off their shoe. And everyone's like, mate, you could have fucking filled that with coke and put it up your arse and flew it back to Belfast and you've got fucking £18,000 for it. People fucking love an avocado on toast at home. Unbelievable. That's how, yeah, it's crazy. In fact, in Belfast, there'd be something coming off the fucking sea cat, and people would be like, what the hell's this? Look at all these bricks of coke. And they test it and go, it doesn't seem to be coke. What is it? It's just talcum powder. Why would someone be traveling with all this talcum powder? And then they cut it open further, and then they go, oh my God, Graham. What is it, mate? This fucking talc has avocados in the middle. No way, mate. We're going to be on fucking... What do you call that show where they fucking... What do you call it? Customs? Fuck, I forget the fucking name of it. Anyway. Jesus Christ, the price of avocados these days, and these mad bastards are putting coke in the middle of it. But that's the sort of circles coke... You know what I mean? There's no tramps taking coke. Everyone's fucking, put, you know, taking a load of fucking weird pills and, you know, E's and shit like that. Coke is obviously a bit more upmarket, and people are like, was this coke, how was this transported? And they go, it was inside an avocado, and they go, good, because I'm going keto. It's keto coke for the boys. All new dad jokes. What's a Jehovah's Witness favourite band? The Doors! What has this podcast become? We've run out of questions. What do you say when you tickle a tiny millionaire? Gitchy, gitchy, gitchy. Oh, for fuck's sake. Those jokes need vetted real quick. Right, we've got to get out of here, guys. This is the way. I'm going to make sure this is the fucking week that I get in this fucking office. Got to lay some floor tiles. And by the way, if anyone is looking at business to get into the flooring business. Because people are looking disgusting amounts of money. We're going to get in this week, hopefully to fuck. And I have an estate car, and I know it's not big enough to transport shit up and down. So I'm like, get me a fucking pickup right now. I might just buy a bus. Is there any old TransLink buses? Like a full-blown bus? That's what I need. Join me next week. If I can get in, record a podcast by next week, I'm just hoping that I can start banking them, you know? And then at the start of April, douche, 4 new ones for you on fucking Patreon. And let's party, man. Let's fucking do it. Let's get all over it. Did anyone watch UFC at the weekend? What about Joanna Jędrzejczyk's fucking head? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Her head was fucking enormous, man. And that's fighting for you. And people will be like, man, what are you watching girls fight for? Bro. Beat the fucking shit out of each other. Crazy fucking head. Anyway, we're going to get out of here because I'm on 1 bar of battery, which I've just noticed, which is some horse shit. Cheers for listening once again, guys. Thanks for all the lovely messages. People who are going through a hard time, people are like, this podcast is good to listen to. You're very welcome. I don't consciously try to be good listening, but here we are. What other shit? Yeah, that's it. You can join the Patreon if you want to get access to the new podcast when they come out. It's all going to a good cause. We're moving into the fucking the new office. It's all good, man. So yeah, that's it. Cheers for listening. Rate and review the podcast, man. If you can't afford the Patreon, just rate and review the podcast. That's doing me a big favor. Just do it anyway, man, because we've got to get on that chartable thing, which I've been on before, but here's the thing. It only measures, like, bursts of activity. Here's an interesting fact. I was on that chartable because everyone was doing it just to see where they were. Everyone was like 123, 100, whatever. I went on it. It was like, your highest position ever, 20th. Imagine having the 20th most popular podcast in the UK for a minute. Unbelievable. Now, it may well still be up there, but it just measures, like, jumps in activity, you know? So if you come along now with a new podcast and put it up and it's like, doosh, gets thousands of listeners straight away, then it's going to chart. But, you know, I've just been up there, ticking away. So give me some fucking reviews, guys. 5-star only. 5 stars are eat my ass. And that's it. Let's get up there. Let's be 20th. Let's be 10th. Let's be the biggest podcast in the UK, you know? We're firing out merch. We're firing out clothing lines. We've got stickers. You know what I mean? It's a movement. Hashtag Dead All Mafia. Get that up your asshole. Cheers for listening, guys. See you next week. see us next week, guys. Big kisses.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.